WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 24. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Cloudy, flurries off and on throughout the day. Some light accumulation. A high today, 28. Cloudy, snow showers overnight down to 25. And a mix of clouds and sun and a few flurries tomorrow. A high tomorrow, 40. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
The jury in the embezzlement trial, the former Benton Harbor Area School Superintendent Leonard Seawood will resume deliberations today.
That's after a few hours of deliberations and listening back to audio from Seawood's trial led to no verdict yesterday afternoon. The Berrien County Prosecutor's Office tells us the jury could have stayed until later yesterday to further deliberate, but instead it checked out for the night. Seawood's accused of stealing more than $40,000 from the district by taking payouts for unused vacation days. The trial this week included testimony from several current and former school board officials, along with Seawood himself. He maintains he received authorization for the vacation payouts. School board officials say Seawood wasn't straightforward about that. The jury yesterday headed home after 5 p.m. Deliberations continue today. Seawood could learn his fate today. He's facing up to 15 years in prison. Andrew Green reporting.
Student discipline and security are on the minds of Benton Harbor School trustees. At last night's meeting, the Board of Education voted to do a review of security and also ordered a review of how a safety grant is being used. Trustees heard from parents concerned over some videos of student fights that showed up on social media. Benton Harbor City Manager Darwin Watson offered to talk with the school about possibly working together.
We get together, have a conversation about potentially putting in a police substation in these schools on a trial basis.
School Board President Joseph Taylor, meanwhile, told WSJM News he's concerned about student safety, and that's why the board is taking action.
This board is going to dig deep to make sure that we find the root cause, come up with a good solution to put education back on the top of the table.
The Board of Education voted to instruct Superintendent Shelley Walker to draft a report on code of conduct enforcement and security and then bring it back to them next month. The board also voted to have a law firm investigate how a $2 million safety grant awarded to the district last year is being used. Last night's session followed a Saturday special meeting where the board discussed moving some students with disciplinary issues to separate locations. Taylor said the board is still exploring those possibilities.
This weekend, another Michigan State Police Operation CARE. That's crash awareness and reduction efforts. Michigan State Police Special Lieutenant Jim Flegel tells us extra patrols will be out on the state's highways in all 83 counties, watching out for bad behavior.
The weekend just before Christmas, and people are going to be out traveling, they're going to be shopping, they're going to be going to parties and get-togethers with friends and family, and we want to make sure that people get there safely.
Flegel says troopers will be looking out for speeders, drunks, and people playing with their phones. He notes there were 12 fatalities during the most recent Operation CARE, which was Thanksgiving weekend. That was two more than the previous Thanksgiving.
AAA Michigan has been mighty busy this week. Spokesman Susan Hiltz told us a whole lot of drivers have needed roadside assistance with the first winter storms of the season.
What we're seeing right now is about a 64% increase in road service calls. And the majority of the customer vehicle requests that we're getting service for are towing, battery problems, and tire problems.
Hiltz says a lot of people who needed AAA's help could have prevented their problem in the first place with some basic vehicle maintenance. She reminds you to check your tires and windshield wiper fluid and brakes, and also remember that the winter means you need more time for travel.
Love Creek County Park in Berrien County will be getting an expansion, assuming state lawmakers approve the latest list of Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund grants. Berrien County Parks Director Brian Bailey tells us the board last week approved $56,000 for 12 adjacent acres to be added to the park in Berrien Center.
Thankfully, that property owner approached us with an interest in his property becoming part of the park, and we explained the process for the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund, and he was willing to work with us on that process, so we applied for the grant.
The addition of the new land to Love Creek County Park will enable the county to expand the skiing, biking, and hiking trails there. There's also a pond out there, which Bailey says will create educational opportunities. The owner of the land next to Love Creek County Park is selling the property to the county for a total of $75,000. It's likely that sale will be complete late summer next year.
Coming soon to South Haven, the annual holiday tradition. The Salvation Army bell ringers will be out in force. And the South Haven Rotary tells us its volunteers ring the bells and will be out and about on December 23rd. You can stop by the Golden Brown Bakery and Walmart beginning at 7 a.m. and throughout the day to drop off a couple of bucks into their red canisters. The South Haven Rotary has rung the bell for the Salvation Army every year since 1982. Last year, generous shoppers around South Haven donated more than $1,500 to the Salvation Army via the Rotary efforts. WSJM News Time, 6:05. Yeah, it's 24. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was down 31. The NASDAQ dropped 28. The S&P 500 down 41. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, net neutrality is dead.
Hey, Doc, over here. Remember me?
Not now, Triglyceride. I'm trying to get everybody to remember you. I'm Dr. Donica Moore. We all know about good and bad cholesterol. But how much do you know about your triglyceride level?
150. Tell them to keep me under 150.
She's right. Experts say normal triglycerides are below 150. Elevated triglyceride levels can increase your risk of heart disease. And if you're a woman, that risk goes up even more.
Don't risk it, people. Heart disease is not pretty.
As you may have guessed, the forgotten fat, triglyceride, is ready to share the attention with good and bad cholesterol.
Good this, bad that. Nah, nah, nah.
For your sake and mine, always remember to ask about the good, the bad, and the forgotten fat, triglycerides.
Hey, Doc, did they get that 150 message?
They got it. For more information on all of your blood fats, go to ForgottenFat.com.
That's ForgottenFat.com.
We all know you're there now. This message brought to you by Sister to Sister, working together for healthy hearts.
WSJM News Time is 6:06, 25 degrees. Federal Communications Commission officials have voted along party lines to undo sweeping net neutrality rules guaranteeing equal access to the Internet. Michigan News Network business editor Murray Feldman tells us more.
Here's one example of what might happen. Your Internet provider slows down the streaming of your favorite show because it's not on their streaming service. They want you to watch the shows that they produce instead. Consumer groups oppose this change, and there's a lot of talk that they're going to go to court, try to halt it, or maybe even kill it. But that'll take some time.
Feldman says internet providers may be able to block or slow down service if you don't pay up. They could also block whatever content they want for whatever reason.
Applications for medical marijuana facility licenses now being accepted by the state of Michigan. Andrew Brisbow, director of the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulations, expects a lot of interest since the Great Lakes State has the second most registered medical marijuana patients in the country.
It's tough to predict how many. We know there's a great deal of interest. It's particularly hard to determine when those applications may come in. A lot of communities are still making decisions on adopting ordinances to authorize the facilities within their boundaries. So that plays a factor in how soon folks will apply as well.
It costs $6,000 to apply for a license to be a grower, processor, or secure transporter. Some of that money is used for background investigation.
It's a potential break in the 7-year search for three missing boys from southern Michigan. Police in Montana say Michigan State Police have asked for information from police in Missoula, Montana, regarding a box of remains found in a shed there.
The remains are of three children and were found in that shed following an eviction. 9-year-old Andrew, 7-year-old Alexander, and 5-year-old Tanner Skelton went missing the day after Thanksgiving back in 2010.
That's Sandra McNeil, who reports their father, John Skelton, was supposed to bring them back to their mother. He claimed to drop them off with an underground organization to keep them safe, accusing their mother, Tanya, of abuse.
The tax reform compromise between Republicans in the House and Senate calls big tax cuts for big corporations and the wealthiest Americans, but how does it affect the middle class?
For middle class Americans, it doubles the standard deduction. For those who itemize, it keeps current deductions on medical expenses and student loan interest. But advocates for the middle class warn it caps state and local income and property tax deductions at just $10,000. That's a problem even for some Republicans in Congress. And the plan gets rid of the backbone of Obamacare, repealing the mandate that all Americans have insurance. That could leave 13 million more Americans uninsured over the next decade. Mary Bruce, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
The new Star Wars movie is in theaters, and it's Carrie Fisher's last time on screen as Princess Leia.
Oh, she's incredible in the movie, man. She is so good.
Director Rian Johnson says Carrie Fisher's last turn as Princess Leia is emotional.
Obviously, we didn't know it was a farewell performance when we were filming it, but I think there are some moments that are going to mean a lot to fans.
Star Domhnall Gleeson tells me some of those moments include Fisher's daughter, Billie Lord, who's in the film.
And her work lives on, her spirit lives on, you know, with her daughter and the good she did in the world. It's amazing.
No matter how much we fought.
Fisher died around this time last year after finishing filming on The Last Jedi.
I've always hated watching you leave.
Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. In the NFL last night, the Broncos beat the Colts 25-13. On the ice, the Blackhawks beat the Jets 5-1. And in the NBA, the Pistons beat the Hawks 105-91.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now, 6:10. Up next, the News Center 16 forecast you can depend on.